That's Jay-Z, and this is the Bryant Park Project coming at you. Up next in the show, what's coming up next in the show?
All right. This is the part where we pause, we roll it back a little bit. We've been talking a lot about the news. We've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about Iran. Maybe now it's time to talk about people who sell fish as well as plastic bags and a treasurer from Cary County, Texas. It's what we call the ramble. Want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Whole Foods. Whole Foods, right? A lot of people like Whole Foods. They are getting into the eco business in a big way. We all know that Whole Foods, lots of organic food. They are going to eliminate all plastic checkout bags from the stores within the next 3 months. Hey, control room, Teray needs you. Somebody, look up. I think maybe Trisha. Hello. He wants you to come in and talk to him. He needs a little help here. Got a guest host emergency there.
Don't know where we are.
I'll just keep going.
Go,
all 270 of its stores, they're going
to
use up their existing supply of plastic bags. They won't order any more. The company says the ban will take 100 million bags out of circulation between April 22nd, Earth Day, and the end of the year. The store will provide recycled paper bags instead and will encourage customers to buy 99-cent tote bags made from recycled materials instead. So Whole Foods, living up to it.
I have to tell you, I went into my neighborhood Whole Foods the other day, and they're giving so much positive reinforcement.
Oh.
If you bring your own bag in, they give you a little cool carabiner keychain. They greet you nicer. They're way nicer to you if you bring in your own bag.
That's so sweet.
See, there you go.
We also have a Vermont couple returning home from a summer of fishing.
Oh, now he knows where
he is. In Alaska. Found they had more fish than they knew what to do with. Over 150 pounds of salmon, cod, halibut, and rockfish. The problem was, they got sick of eating it. No. You know what they say about too much of a good thing. So they orchestrated an online barter deal and started swapping the fish for fresh meat. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
So far, the response has been good. They've gotten 8 trays of venison steaks, moose meat from Quebec, and offers to trade for goose, duck, and caribou.
I'm not sure I would go to Google and type in meat trade. I'm not sure I would do that, but somebody did, so I guess that's okay. You have one about Cary County, Texas. You're going to do a twofer, man.
I am?
Yeah.
Where is that? At election time, candidates make lots of promises. They promise to lower taxes and reduce the debt, blah, blah, blah. But promising not to serve if elected? That's a weird one. But it's kind of like that, you know, anybody else but me sort of thing. A candidate for treasurer in Cary County, Texas says if he's elected, he'll do just that. He'll do nada. Ed Hamilton, who's challenging the incumbent treasurer, says the job is redundant and costing the county money it doesn't need to spend. Don't want somebody watching over the money? Good idea. Hamilton says if he's elected, he'll hand over the duties to somebody else and forgo the $46,000 a year salary. And he also has a problem with checks and balances. He says it's a euphemism for duplication of effort.
What?
Politicians these days.
All right, Trisha, I think you can stop holding Teray's hand. Literally, put his hand down. No, I'm just kidding. She's not
like a page turner. He's like the concert pianist, and I'm standing here going, this is what you will read.
Rockstar Ringo Starr.
Wait, what is it that says Allison? Now he's on a roll.
You said do too.
Okay.
I thought...
I'll go. Rockstar Ringo Starr.
Don't want to step on Allison's toes.
No, I said you did two in a row because you had done Vermont couple. Then I was supposed to go, but I went first. So we'll have this fight during the break. Okay, anyway, Ringo Starr, he's supposed to be the friendliest of the Beatles. He was supposed to. He apparently got angry and abruptly left the set of Live with Regis and Kelly. And that's a live show, remember? Ringo is promoting this new album, Liverpool 8. Now, he's supposed to perform the title song, but apparently there were wires crossed between the publicist and the show's musical director, and Ringo didn't know that he had to do an abbreviated version of the song. A whole 2.5 minutes had to be pulled out of the song. Can you say that to a former Beatle? He had already shortened the song when he found out even more had to be cut. Not happy, Ringo left the show without doing the song, leaving fashion designer Michael Kors and the winners of the Amazing Race to fill the time. Anyway, we actually kind of felt bad for Ringo and his creative process, so we're going to play his song for you right now.
Guys, sorry, we're going to have to cut that. We don't have enough time.
Ringo, happens everywhere. That does it for The Ramble. You can find these stories and much more at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.
Was that where I was supposed to go?
We'll have a conversation, mister, after your next segment.
It says nothing.